The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name," and all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, one last little thought for you today for the Advent season. And it's about the importance of silence. Now, I've mentioned before that Advent is the time of year in which we remember that if you don't prepare for the coming of the Lord, you will probably miss the Lord when he tries to come. And there's one message today, and that's the importance of silence in preparing your heart to receive the Lord. Now, don't misunderstand. Silence is not a luxury that you can grab if you can take it. A lot of people say, "I don't have any silence in my life. I can't get any silence in my life." It's not a luxury. It's a need. God himself sends silence before he chooses to speak. Now, that was the case in our first reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. Prophet Malachi, the last prophet of the Old Testament. If the entire Old Testament can be seen as an arrow pointing the way to Christ, Malachi is the arrowhead, the last voice of the Old Testament. And he speaks about 450 BC. So what did God send after he sent the prophet Malachi? And the answer is that he sent silence. For nearly 500 years, there were no prophets in Israel. Why silence? The answer is because the seed had already been planted, but it needed silence to grow. That's certainly the case in the gospel here, where we hear the story of Zechariah. And if you're one of these daily massers, you know your Bible, you already know the story of Zechariah and how he did not believe the angel Gabriel when Gabriel told him that his wife Elizabeth would bear a child in her advanced years. And so Zechariah was punished. He was struck mute. Couldn't speak a word for 9 months. Had a lady once tell me, "That's every wife's dream." But all joking aside, that wasn't just a punishment for Zechariah. It was a remedy. What did Zechariah need? He needed silence to grow. Notice now, after that 9 months of silence, Zechariah speaks and he's filled with faith. God sends a silence before he intends to speak. We need that silence. The great Danish philosopher and theologian Søren Kierkegaard, he once said, "If I were a physician and I could prescribe one remedy for all the ills of the world, I would prescribe silence. The world cannot hear God speaking." Question for you here this morning. What is silence? What is silence? Well, silence is not the absence of sound. Silence, rather, is the absence of freely willed distractions. Let me tell you a little story. Once upon a time, I tried to join the monastery, as I may have mentioned before. And in the monastery, they had every single day 2 hours of silence. They called it the Grand Silence. Well, I was about 20 years old, and that was too much for me. So I went into the library, and I played a video, Life of a Saint or something like that. And I even put on headphones so as not to upset anybody else's silence. I got in trouble for breaking Grand Silence. Why? Because silence is not the absence of sound. What silence is the absence of freely willed distractions. Now, you've got to create this for yourself. You have to. That means turning off your music. And it means turning off your screens. And it even means closing books. It means silence. God speaks in the silence. People say, I can't find any silence in my life. Stop it. Stop making excuses. Yes, you can. You just have to wake up early. Guarantee you, you can wake up earlier than others, and you can find silence. One of the very best things to find silence. Get up early, walk around the block. You can find great silence in nature. Just, it's cold, just dress warm. Just bundle up for a morning like this. But our culture doesn't understand silence, and that's part of the problem. Everywhere you turn, there's music or something being pumped in. You know, you go to like a public restroom, maybe it's at an airport or something like that, and they're playing music. In the bathroom, they're playing Captain and Tennille, Muskrat Love, and I can't find any silence anywhere. And it used to be that you could pump gas and you could have just a moment of quiet. What do they do now? They have a little video screen with an advertisement blaring at you. Our culture doesn't understand silence, so you've got to understand. You have to understand, or you're not going to grow. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still, it says. Be still and know that I am God. Stillness always precedes the knowledge of God. Find your stillness and learn what God is speaking to you. Our calendar tells us that the Advent season is just about over. But Advent is the one season that doesn't end until you get to heaven, because we're always preparing the way. Let's ask for the saints today to help us to continue to do that all throughout the year. St. John of Canty, pray for us.